Who am I to start a podcast? All right. I love this lie because we all have the mean voice that likes to quote unquote speak to us. Now, when I say speak to us, I don't literally mean speak to us, but I mean inside of our minds, we have a mean voice which comes through in thoughts, which can often just be so normal to us that we don't realize that it's not normal. Okay? So it can seem so normal because maybe we've lived with that same mean voice, that same narrative all of our lives. So it's really hard for us to separate what is the mean voice saying to us. Well, let me tell you, one thing the mean voice loves to say is, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are to start a podcast? No one's going to listen to you. I mean, I've heard so many stories of my clients, of people I've worked with that say the same thing. Nobody's going to listen to it. Why would you ever start this? I mean, lie after lie after lie. And it's so funny because after you talk to so many people and you hear the same exact lie from all those people, you know, but there's also a lot of proof that there's just a lot of lies out there. When I say out there, I kind of mean in there. I mean in your head. Now, to talk about this from a biblical perspective, there is an enemy of our soul, right? And different streams of Christianity talk about this differently. But in my reading of the Bible, it says the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But how does the enemy do this to us, right? Some people think it's circumstantially, but actually the Bible says he is the father of lies. That's what he's called in the Bible, the father of lies. Isn't that interesting? So he comes to kill, steal, and destroy us through lies, right? That is really what it says in scripture about the enemy. It doesn't say he's going to come and cause you to be sick or he's going to come cause you to be in a car accident. It says he's the father of lies. It's in our minds. It's in our heads. That's where he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Some people call this mindset work. Some people call this limiting beliefs. Some, you call it whatever you want. But the core of it is the father of lies, who does not like you or me. Unfortunately, who wants to stop God's people from moving forward? That's just, he doesn't like us. I wish he did. I don't understand what the deal is with him. But I have an old therapist, who said to me, he was really trying to help me understand that there is this father of lies. And that's where a lot of my problems were coming from, were the lies I was believing about myself, about God, about people, about a lot of things, to be honest. And he really wanted me to understand this from a biblical perspective. He's like, there is a father of lies, Lindsay, and if he didn't lie to you, he wouldn't be a good devil, which is kind of annoying, but really true. So we just have to like be okay with it, okay? He's nothing to be scared of. The only way he can affect our lives is if we take his bait, if we believe his lies, and then if we allow his lies to operate in our life. Well, what does that look like, Lindsay? Well, that looks like him saying things like, you're too old to start a podcast. Podcasts are for 25-year-olds, and maybe you're 45 like me. Or you're too young to start a podcast. What do you know? I mean, it doesn't actually matter which side of the coin you're on. He will be mean to you. And he will tell you, you shouldn't do this because blank. And it actually doesn't matter if you're too old or you're too young. It doesn't matter. You know what I realized recently? For many years, I was stuck in the lie. You're not enough. You're not enough. And that can sound different, you know, in different contexts. You're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough. You don't have enough knowledge, you know, all of this stuff. Like, you don't have enough people following you. I mean, it can just be a not enough in any form or fashion. But then what started to happen to me personally was then once I started to kind of overcome that lie, then a new lie came. You're too much, Lindsay. You're too much. You're too loud. You're too opinionated. You're too bold. You're too this. You're too that. It was like, pick a side, enemy. You are saying for many years that I'm not enough, and now you're saying I'm too much. I think you're full of it. I think you've overplayed your hand. You know, you guys might be, Lindsay, why are you, what does this have to do with podcasting? You know, I paid for this program because I want to launch my podcast. Why are you talking about this mean voice? Like, what does this have to do with anything? Honestly, it has a lot to do with a lot of things, especially when it comes to podcasting, because what you're doing is you're getting ready to launch your voice, which behind your voice is your opinions, your experience, your learnings with God, your lessons you've overcome in life, your passions. All of you is getting ready to come out into the world and impact, influence, and encourage the world. And I'm going to be honest with you. The father of lies would love to lie to you in any which way that you'll take the bait in order to stop you, because that's his job, unfortunately. I don't understand why. When we get to heaven, I'm going to have a little chat, you know, with the Lord and ask him, why in the world? What was the enemy's deal, you know? Anyway, all that to know is that we can't let it stop us. We can't let the voice that says, who do you think you are? What will people think? Like, isn't this something that a younger person should do? Isn't this something that someone who has more experience than me should do? It doesn't matter. He's going to lie to you in every which way possible. And we have to get good at recognizing those thoughts and putting them in the place they need to be put in. That is a lie. And I'm not going to partner with it. That thought right there is trying to stop me. And I'm not going to allow it to stop me. Okay? So that's what the next couple episodes are going to be about. Now, let's talk a little bit about this episode. I want to talk about the lie that, you know, I'm too old. Nobody wants to listen to me. I'm 55. I'm 65. I'm 75. Like, I'm too old for this. You know, this is for 25-year-olds. This is for 30-year-olds. Well, here's the cool part. When you're talking about knowledge-based content, okay, so there's a difference, right? There's knowledge-based content, which means you're talking about something that you've probably had to have some experience in order to speak to it, right? So yes, if we're talking about that kind of podcast, which is a great kind of podcast, then yes, being older actually might be to your advantage, 100%. If we're talking about kind of innovative content, you know, like new thinking, things like that, then honestly, being younger might be to your advantage. Now, any of you can jump out of these boxes that I just put you in. You don't have to, that doesn't mean that if you're 25, you can't do a podcast about knowledge-based content. And it doesn't mean if you're 55 that you can't do a podcast about some innovative thinking. Like, of course not. I refuse to put people in boxes, actually. I'm probably kind of crazy like that. But I just want you to know that there is a place for every single person in front of a microphone. If you feel called by God, if you feel leading by God in any way, if it's just a desire in your heart to really impact, influence, and just like share with people things that God's done in your life, things you've overcome, things he's downloaded to you, things you've learned, any of that stuff, then don't let any of this stuff stop you. But there are some age-old lies that we're going to talk about that are going to try to stop you. And you have to just say, I see you, lie, and I'm not going to let you stop me. I don't care what you say. Sometimes you have to get sassy with those lies in your soul. Can I get an amen? Okay, so next, we are going to talk about the know, like, and trust factor. Okay, so I spent 15 years in corporate sales and marketing, and I learned a lot. I went to a lot of sales trainings and I went to a lot of self-development training. I worked for like basically a self-development leadership company for 6 years. I don't know if you knew who John Maxwell is, but it was his company, and worked with amazing companies like Chick-fil-A. And so, I mean, I've been in the self-development leadership world for a good amount of time, and I learned amazing things. And one thing that really connects people, connection's very important on a podcast, is the know, like, and trust factor, okay? There are podcasts that are very, like, subject-based, okay? Like, this is the subject I'm going to talk about, this is who I'm talking to, and it's part of my business. And I think those are great. It's not exactly what we're talking about here. We're talking about creating a relationship with the listener to take them on a journey, to entertain them in ways, to impact them, to influence them, to encourage them in things that you've overcome and things that you feel called by God to do, and ways to help people, right? We want to help people. We want to impact people. But in order to do that, you do have to bring a know, like, and trust factor to the stage. I call it a stage because podcasting is basically like a virtual stage, right? So it's your virtual stage. It could be like a Bible study. If, let's say, you know, 20 people every week listen to you, that's like a pretty big Bible study. Now, I got this from my friend Lindsay Venzel, so I love to give credit where credit is due. I don't just like to steal stuff and use it and not explain where I got it from. But Lindsay Venzel, she runs a program called Kingdom Messengers, which is amazing. And she says this, and I think this is brilliant, but she says, if you have 20 people that listen to your podcast every week, that's like a big Bible study. There are 20 humans taking 40 minutes out of their day to listen to you. That's powerful. That's impacting people. That's influencing people, even if it's only 20 people. And this is what we have to learn about as podcasters if we want to influence and impact people. It's not about the numbers. It's just not. They'll get up there. God will help. He will help the process. But in starting, you cannot let the numbers get in your way, or you will stop and get discouraged. And I'll talk about this a lot more later. But my whole point is you have to think about podcasting that you're sitting across the table from another person and you're encouraging them, you're uplifting them, you're influencing them to keep going in life, to whatever it is that you want to influence them in. Like, you're going to be telling stories. You're going to be giving them quote unquote tips and tricks on how to get through things. You're going to be doing all of that. You're going to be interviewing amazing people to encourage them. But you really want to learn to be yourself, because most people can see right through it if you're not. And most people are attracted to a certain kind of person. Now, here's the good news. Nobody is for everyone, but everyone is for someone. So the more you can just be yourself, the more you are going to find your people, the people that like you. Again, it's not everyone. But as you're more yourself and you share the truth with people, when I say truth, I mean biblical truth, if that's what you feel called to, but also just the truth of who you are, they're going to be able to relate to you. And as people relate to you, they start to know you. And as they start to know you, they're either going to like you or they're not going to like you. And that's okay. If they don't like you, they can move on. But if they do like you, they're going to stay around. And then they're going to start to trust you. And when they start to trust you, that's really when you're going to have influence in their life. And isn't that what we all want, is to help influence, encourage, inspire people? Yes, that's what we want. So that's the know, like, and trust factor. And that's being the real you. If you're 25, own the fact that you're 25. If you're 65, own the fact that you are 65. Your audience, you want your audience to know the real you, to like the real you, and to trust the real you. The only truly authentic way to do this is to be the real you. I know. You guys are like, wow, Linz. You're like, wow, this is not revolutionary. But the truth is, it kind of is. Because a lot of people don't know who they are. And that's okay. Like, none of us know fully who we are. Like, that's impossible. But knowing who you are at the time you start and just being you, it's so powerful, guys. It's so, so powerful. Okay, quick story, and then we're going to wrap up for today. Fake it until you make it is not the way that I got my interview with In-N-Out Burger. It's not the way I got it, guys. It's like the best story ever. So I'm going to share the story, and then we're going to wrap up for today. I was so honest with who I was, and she ended up saying, I love people like you. Okay, so I just told you the end of the story. But the beginning of the story is, I felt God tell me, I was kind of done. I was in about a year and a half in, and I was just like annoyed with podcasting and people. Can I be honest? Okay. And so I was just like, God, I'm so over it. I literally said to God, God, if this is truly what you want me to do, then I need you to change my heart, right? Have you ever hit those moments where you're like, I'm over it, but if it's you, change my heart and I'll keep going, okay? Great prayer. And honestly, it wasn't but a few moments later, which I won't say it always happens that quickly, but in this time it happened that quickly. It wasn't until a few moments later that all of a sudden I just kind of got this thought that I knew was from God. That was, okay, Linz, just go ahead and reach out to people who you think would never say yes to you about your podcast. I want you to reach out to them. And I want you to just ask. Just ask. I mean, who cares? No harm, no foul. Okay. So I reached out to, I don't know, maybe 5 people like on Instagram. Okay. They don't follow me back. So I end up in their like awkward folder. You know, the awkward folder, the like general folder that you fly into if you're not friends. Got it. So I ended up in the awkward folder on all 5 of these, I'm sure. But the biggest one that I had no personal connection to was Lindsay Snyder, the president and CEO of In-N-Out Burger. No personal connection. The other ones I kind of had like a one-off connection to, you know? Well, none of those got back to me, but Lindsay did, her PR girl, actually. Right back to me, actually. Hi, this is Lindsay's PR agent. You know, feel free to send me some information. She doesn't usually take interviews, but she does consider them. I said, wow, great. So I sent her some information. Took some time, you know, honestly took 9 months to get her on my show. So it wasn't like a quick, like overnight thing, but perseverance leads to character. Character leads to hope. We all know it. We all know the scripture. And so, you know, she messaged me, hey, Lindsay, I just wanted to find out, like, how many downloads do you have per month? Well, here you go. This was kind of early on. I thought, oh no. Because remember, this is 9 months before I had her on. So I think I was about a year into podcasting at the time, and I had not learned a lot yet. It's why I'm teaching you guys, because I've learned a lot, and I'd like to help you overcome the mistakes that I made, because I grew pretty slow because of what I didn't know. That happens, right? It's why we buy knowledge from each other. So anyway, I was like, oh no, here we go. You know, like she's going to think I'm a, like my podcast, like I don't have that many downloads, you know? So I was talking to God, which I do. I always talk to God about everything in my business. James 1:5, if you lack wisdom, ask God, he'll give it to you without measure. I take him up on that one, you guys, like 100 times a day, because why wouldn't we? He has all the wisdom. To me, I'm like, wait, all the wisdom. Okay. Anyway, I digress. So she asked me, she's like, how many downloads do you have? And I asked God what to say. And I feel like God said, just be honest. Okay, God, you know, so here I write this message back. I'm like, well, I'm like, to be honest with you, my downloads aren't going to impress her, but maybe my story will. And I just went into the truth of my story. I'm a new entrepreneur. You know, I've got this whole vision from God. I'm at the beginning. So my downloads are, and I just told her the number, you know, I'm like, probably no more than 500 a month, which is pretty low for podcasting. I mean, I guess it depends, but yeah, I was definitely not to ask someone of that caliber on my podcast until I have 500 downloads a month is like, but I knew God was telling me to be honest.
So you already know the end of the story, but it did take 9 months to get her on. And I had to go on and have a call with the president of her PR company and the vice president of In-N-Out Burger. You guys, I felt like, who do I think I am? I was believing the mean voice. Who do you think you are talking to these people, Lindsay? And when I kind of just shared with them truth from my heart, you know, like why I'm doing this, what my heart is, you know, like not really trying to win anything. I was just being honest. I was just straight from the heart. And they said, oh, she loves people like you. She loves the underdog is what they said. So they saw me as an underdog. I didn't mean to paint myself that way. But I guess it's just how I came across. And they're like, and she loves people like you. And that's how I got the interview. Guys, I didn't get the interview by pretending I was a big shot. I didn't get the interview by pretending I had it all together. I didn't get the interview that way. I got the interview by being absolutely honest, which with exactly where I was. And because not everyone will like me, but some people will, she happened to like my story and gave me the interview. Now, that is so fun. It's so fun. It is God's favor, but God has favor for all of us somewhere, but we all don't have favor everywhere. And I don't think I understood that when someone taught that to me. I think I was kind of annoyed with that concept. But then when I started to find where I had favor, it was exciting. And you have favor too. You have favor somewhere, and you might not know where yet, or you might have a little idea where your favor is. But as we continue on, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And I get this concept from a business mentor of mine, Pedro Odeo. Not sure if you've heard of him, but he's a mentor that I've, you know, paid for knowledge from, right? I really believe in paying for knowledge, right? Because knowledge is very, very, it's even hard to explain, but knowledge is even more important to pay for than like products, you know? We pay for products, we pay for brands, you know, with our cute purses that have a YSL on them, I don't have a YSL purse yet, but I'd like one. Or, you know, Louis Vuitton. I don't have a Louis Vuitton purse either yet, but you know, I'm just saying, I don't really want a Louis Vuitton. Anyway, all I'm saying is we pay for these brands, right? Because we love them. We think they're beautiful. Like it's so cool. I love it too, to be honest. We pay for products that we need. We pay for products that we love. We pay for entertainment. We pay for all these different things. And then sometimes we expect knowledge to be free. And here's the cool thing about podcasts is podcasts are free. It's free entertainment. It's free knowledge. It's free to people. It's free inspiration. It's free encouragement. And I love that about podcasting. I love that I have 100 episodes out, probably more at this point, but of free content for people. I love that. But then I also love that we invest in knowledge and we pay for knowledge. And you know, as part of this course, I'm going to teach you how to give away your free content and then also get paid for your content. So, and your knowledge. Really, content is like knowledge, and I'll get into more of that later. But anyway, I don't want to make this too long. I love these to be short and inspirational and powerful. So I'm excited for you guys, and I'm going to talk to you next time, and we're going to have a couple little exercises. So I'm excited. Talk to you soon. Bye.